This is Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad. Today, we wrap up our Politics on Tap series with a wish list. All summer long, author Dan Libman interviewed voters in their neighborhood bars, asking about their political concerns ahead of the election. After a beer or two, they opened up on topics such as redistricting, the economy, and Obamacare. For the final installment, Dan asked the regulars what other issues they want the candidates to address. He begins by mixing the political and the beery with the literary.
The novelist Richard Powers lived for a time among us and set one of his books, Prisoner's Dilemma, in DeKalb. Reflecting on his hometown, the character Artie sullenly thinks, "With as little as DeKalb, Illinois had to offer, nothing except for being the place where barbed wire was invented, there was, nevertheless, a stretch of 14 days in fall where no better place on earth existed." Clearly written of a time before Cindy Crawford had announced her presence to the world, I heartily endorse the part celebrating a Midwest autumn. You know the drill. Painted gourds, corn mazes, cider donuts, all while the humidity and bugs have finally abated. And it was during this salubrious autumn of the soul when I engaged in some of the most spirited political conversations of the election. For example, with Andy, whom I met at Fatty's.
One of the bigger issues is the legalization of marijuana.
What do you have a take on it?
Colorado and Washington are going to benefit greatly from the legalization of marijuana. I think that also it's a way for states to tax, you know, as much as they wish in order to try to decrease the deficit that our state clearly has right now.
Just down the street in DeKalb's Irish bar, O'Leary's, I walked in on Ty, Ross, and Steve, already engaged in a long-running political conversation, a weekly afternoon suds-enhanced colloquy. Ty started by filling me in on one of his pet topics.
There's too many tradesmen I know who are and willing to work, and even willing to work for less than union wages, that will get things done, but the work is not out there. We need a public works program. People who complain about taxes have to understand that someone paid for their education, someone paid for their kids' education. You have to pay it forward. It's part of the system. And if you don't do it, there's no civilized society and it doesn't work. That's what made America great. And if you keep playing with it, America is going to be third world.
His drinking buddy Steve had more corporeal concerns.
Ebola.
Oh, yeah. But what are your concerns about the Ebola? What are you?
Oh, well, just the reality that, you know, somebody's going to cough in a plane and, you know, it'll spread around the world.
What do you want to hear him say about the Ebola?
Did they have a plan? And it doesn't seem like they do.
This area's great city up north, second city to the second city, Rockford has also appeared in several works of literature. To Saul Bellow, Rockford represented an unjaded, unsophisticated ear, a counterpoint to the desire-crippled Eugene Henderson, who finds himself, toward the end of Henderson the Rain King, on an airplane reeling after an African adventure. The stewardess offered me a magazine to calm me down. She was from Rockford, Illinois. And he adds wistfully, every 20 years or so, the earth renews itself in young maidens. I found that same spirit of genuine renewal in many of the political conversations I had in Rockford. For example, this young couple at the Prairie Street Brewhouse.
Maybe something that would change Rockford for the better.
Like what?
Enhancing downtown, making it a better place.
We don't live too far from downtown here. And the overall feeling of the downtown's not a place to go or to be. And I think that I would want to see that change. Places like this, places, you know, that will bring people in. The whole hotel thing that they're going to go after, that type of thing would bring more people into the downtown and make it more of a destination rather than an eyesore.
I found Dave and Tom down the road at Carlisle, Rockford's oldest microbrewery. Union guys both, we tucked into our Humulus IPAs, and I asked Dave what he was hoping to hear from the politicians.
I don't know. I just wish they'd work together. I'm tired of the fighting.
Get something done in
Get
Congress.
Get something done, you know. More bipartisanship.
Tom continued in a different vein.
I'm a retired iron worker, and I'm for the labor movement. I think these people out there buying for the minimum wage how can a young person make it on the $7.75 an hour wage anymore? I don't blame them for it. They need to get out. I think we're going to have a revolution to demand higher wages. It's just not right that you can't live on the wages they pay now at the expense of everything.
Yeah. You're talking about the fast food workers
The fast food workers.
Right.
You can't make a living on that wage if you got a couple kids and driving a car.
Back down in DeKalb, a conversation about the fast food workers with Marsha had a different tenor.
I think people that are working at McDonald's, they should be working for minimum wage. Go get some training, go do something to get a better job. But that's a step in the right direction for them to kind of spur them on to do something better.
Lo, these many months of gazing at pressed tin ceilings and the bottoms of too many pint glasses, all the while talking to the men and women who work, vote, and drink here in Northern Illinois, I have to say I come away buoyed about the future. The poll results may not be exactly what I hoped for in November, but the voters behind those results are engaged, serious, and paying attention. They are exactly what I hoped to find when I set out on this adventure. Anyone who says Americans have become apathetic about the political process should spend an evening hopping around the saloons with me. In fact, you probably should do that anyway. For WNIJ, I'm Dan Libman.
You can read and hear all of Dan's Politics on Tap reports at WNIJ.org.